Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Meagles.
Be advocating in the next seminar, getting out of the box. The old traditional approaches to network marketing still work, but we have to get more creative with new approaches. Get out of the box. Example, do an email blast to a Chinese newspaper and talk about the opportunities for taking your program back to China. Talk about all kinds of ping-pongy effects. You just have to get creative. Get out of the box. Start thinking creative marketing. There are lots of opportunities. What we have seen, too, is that many of the international community, another opportunity, have contacts internationally. I did a seminar this afternoon for some people, and they had 18 different international representatives there from different countries. Now, they're Middle Eastern in main form, but the point was that they had a lot of Middle Eastern contacts that had no contact with one another. Namely, they all came because they were Middle Eastern, but they were going into Iraq, they were going into Afghanistan, they were going into all the surrounding countries, and again, I'm involved in the Persian Gulf very actively, so these were not terrorists, but they were people trying to build business relationships. They all left there with a multiplicity of opportunities for contacting their colleagues. Network marketing in Iran is going to be a reality. That political system over there is unstable, but there are many entrepreneurs who view Iran, for example. People say, who wants to deal with those folks? Well, there's a whole culture there that is not building a nuclear weapon. They are very interested in increasing their lifestyle, changing their lifestyle. The whole Middle East is a zone of young people in the 18 to 40 years old range. All the old crowd has died or been killed by the assassins. The end result is it's a different culture than we even understand. That's the case around the world. Go to Latin America. Everyone there is excited about entrepreneurial opportunity. We go to Bogota, Colombia, the kidnapping center of the world. We go there very safely because these people take care of us. We have no challenge whatsoever. And they are excited about learning about network marketing because it opens up a whole new opportunity for self-development and income opportunity. So I'm just telling you, it's just broaden your base, get out of your box, and just think about all the places where you might have contacts who can go forward.
Dr. Charles, I want to kind of expand on that when it comes to outside of your box. Here we gave a few tips for people that could really make a measurable difference as they expand and apply and implement and execute some of those things. But when I went to the seminar my very first time back in either 96 or 97, I got a chance to sit next to people like Mark Yarnell, who has made hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in this industry. I got a chance to sit next to people like Michael Sheffield, who teaches compensation plans. I got a chance to sit next to people like Jeffrey Babner. You had people even like, because it's in Illinois, every once in a while Dr. Keith Lagos pops in,
right,
who runs one of the trade magazines. And then you've expanded the guest speakers even further. Sandy Ellsberg, who is like unbelievable. Her stories are phenomenal, and you can really feel everything from a woman's perspective when you deal with Sandy. And then, you know, how do we say anything about Tim Sales? If you guys are looking at your computer screen, most people are familiar. I put up the Tim Sales presentation with you, Dr. Charles.
Good.
So most people are familiar with Tim Sales' animated presentation on brilliant compensation.
Tell them I'm the small guy.
Still, I think one of the best presentations I have ever seen about explaining the business model behind network marketing, and I've subscribed to the Explore Freedom website that he has on brilliant compensation ever since he's had that. It's great. I review it. He updates it all the time. And Tim's a real great guy. But just think about being in a room surrounded by those people for two or three full days, having lunch, catching them in the hallway, having them up on stage, having them cover the microphone and say, now let me tell you this, this one you're not going to be able to buy, and that sort of thing. So those are the types of things that happen both inside and outside of the box when you go to the seminar. So before we run too long on this call, I just want you to tell people a little bit about the seminar that you have going on, and if anybody wants to make a last-ditch jump at that, they can certainly go there. Flights are still relatively inexpensive. You still have plenty of time to get there, and even if flights were full fare and you decide to go the day before, I'd say it would be certainly worthwhile. So talk to us a little bit about the seminar and, you know, the dates, the times. I have the website up, Dr. Charles, so they can see it there.
Okay, the seminar, October 27, 28, 29. It is celebrating its 12th year of operation. This will be the 26th time we've done this seminar, updated each time, and we've done it all over the world. We are literally the only program of its kind in the world, sponsored by a major university, and we're probably one of the longest standing, really professional programs of this kind in the world. We've just been so well blessed by all the industry people to support us, and this is the opportunity to come, and I guarantee without question that this will be a fantastic program. And Peter, on the international theme, we're going to have 24 Russians. We're going to have simultaneous translation for them. We're going to have people from Spain, people from Mexico, people from Brazil, people from Colombia, and people from Norway, and from Korea. We're going to have an international audience that's very fantastic, which supports this international theme of this call. I was very pleased that I could get on this call with you, and we're really excited about this program, but this is the only one we'll run in 2006, of course, and this will not be featured in 2007, so it's 2008, the fall, before you'll have the opportunity again. So if you're serious about your business, please get involved. And you have the website up for contact, right?
I do. For those people that can see the website on my computer, great, you can see it. But let me give you the domain name that you would go to if you're listening in and you want to take a look at it. You would go to www.networkmarketing.uic.edu. I'll say it again slower. You go to www.networkmarketing.uic.edu. UIC, which stands for University of Illinois in Chicago, .edu. And Dr. Charles, we come in on a Friday, start usually sometime in the afternoon.
We start at noon with registration. You continue through the entire day. We have a banquet dinner for the participants that evening with Mark Carnell as guest, the spokesperson. Then all day on Saturday and all day on Sunday, all your meals and all your materials are covered. You should stay at the Hyatt Lodge Hotel, which is the site for the seminar. This is the McDonald campus. It's fantastic. It is where all McDonald Corporation franchisees come for the hamburger business, and they get trained there. We lease that site for the weekend for this seminar, and it is absolutely luxurious. Four-star hotel. You walk across the landscape, really across the yard, to the teaching agenda place, and it's a fantastic, fantastic event. You'll enjoy having been there, independent of what you learn. It's a different world.
I love the education that I get when I go there. It's a state-of-the-art training facility, but also just the aura of being in that, I guess McDonald's we call a multi-billion-dollar corporation home,
right,
headquarters, and being able to just see, you know, McDonald's was the first one that did the franchising, and they were actually the ones that got the duplication thing down initially, and to actually go walk through the Hall of Fame there, if you will, the evolution of the whole thing, the trials and tribulations of everybody in that business model, and then be able to be there talking to you about a next business model, you know, something like that duplication thing that more people can do, is absolutely amazing. The state-of-the-art facilities, forget about the food. I mean, the food is great, but just being there is somewhat amazing. And it's right over in Oak Brook, not too far away from O'Hare or Midway Airport, so it's easy to get to. So you fly in on a Friday, you probably fly in on a Thursday or get there on Friday if you're driving or whatever. It starts on Friday at noon. You usually run us pretty hard, Dr. King. Let me tell you, we go straight through what, like 10 o'clock at night on Friday. Start usually like, oh my goodness, way early in the morning again on Saturday.
In fact, breakfast is served at 7 o'clock. We start at 8 o'clock.
That's it. I mean, you like way too early for most of us. And we run it all through Saturday night, then usually Saturday night. I'll let you tell the rest of the story.
Well, Saturday night you're brain damaged because you've had so much content, you've had so much involvement, you're saying, give me a break. I'm a teacher. I know what students respond, and adult students as well. So the end product is that we give you Saturday night off, and typically groups get together and you go together. By this time, the camaraderie is so high that everyone's in love with everyone. And on Sunday, we go through another full day, and then about 4 o'clock, we have graduation. You get your certificate, and you're officially a professional network marketer. And then by 6 o'clock, you're exiting to catch the train or the plane or whatever, or drive home, depending on where you are.
Now, I want to touch on what you said about you're certified as a network marketer, because most of us, of course, since there's no course like this around there, we really don't know what that means. Or maybe you might say it, and it's a word that might kind of slide by. But talk to us about being certified as a network marketer.
What that means, really, is what you make of it. But what it really says is that you've gone the full nine yards. You have paid the price. You've gotten out of the box. You've gone to a professional educational environment to get certified, to get something that gives you more certification, more qualification, more professionalism. That's the word I like to emphasize. And more professionalism than the lady selling some other alternative down the street. Can she match your certification? Can she match your credentials? And we give you a certificate of participation, which some people put on their business cards, some people frame, some people put into their portfolio for presentations at lunch or whatever. The important thing is it believes your belief system and gives you credibility with the market. You're not another scam player. You're not another pyramid guy. You were, in fact, educated by a major university in the process of network marketing as a channel of distribution. You can spin the tail however you do, but you have an entirely different program of presentation compared to the person who is not certified or a professional network marketer.
And Mark Yarnell talks about that and how to use that certificate, obviously, and how to use those credentials to do things like different speaking engagements, use it as a great recruiting tool, separate yourself, like you had mentioned, from everybody else, and it's just a great thing to go through. And since the last one's going to be, of course, in just a few more days, it's going to be. If you're planning on going, you better make the decision quick. So let me give, for those people that are interested in going, you can go to the networkmarketing.uic.edu website. So, again, it's www.networkmarketing.uic.edu. Or, Dr. Charles, I know you take a personal interest in everyone that goes.
Absolutely. Contact me, and we'll register you through me.
So, and your number is
630-668-1251. You probably have that up on your site.
I do. But for those people that might not be on the website, you can take a look at 630-668-1251.
And I will answer that phone, or my wife will answer it, or we will call you back. If you get a voicemail, that's just because we're on the phone with someone else. That's a direct contact. Peter, I have so many people who call me and say, my God, I didn't expect to catch you on the phone. I answer the phone 24/7. It goes into my consulting office, or it comes into my home if I don't answer it there. So that's a guaranteed contact call. If you have any questions, call me. If you want to register, call me there.
And you also have an email address, and the email address is thekings1976@yahoo.com. I'll say it one more time for those people that might want to write it down. TheKings, K-I-N-G-S, 1976@yahoo.com. So if you wanted to email Dr. Charles as well. But Dr. Charles, I know that for me, I looked at the cost, if you will, of the price of when I was looking to go to the seminar. And I said, okay, I'm going to have the tuition, I'm going to have the airplane, I'm going to have the the extra meals, the extra transportation, the time off of work and everything else. I said, is it going to be worth my investment to get there? I made the decision yes or no, and I decided to go. Matter of fact, I brought two people because I had a business partner at the time that I knew that I had to raise his interest and belief level, and it made all the difference. I am receiving the dividends of having gone to that certification seminar as a student for the last, whatever, 6, 10 years now, or 8, 10 years now. And I would go back every single year regardless because I always need that refresher. Everybody that comes back, they go with some person, they come back differently. If we could take a picture of your before and then after, you'd see a huge transformation as far as belief and knowledge naturally. So do whatever you have to can. I say this to the people on our calls. It's not about the money as far as you're concerned. It's going to be an investment one way or another in time, effort, money, and all that sort of stuff. And the university basically barely breaks even.
As a matter of fact, we don't break even. The university pays for this program. We lose money. In fact, this program will lose about $30,000. Now, you'll say, why would they do it? It's part of their mission to make adult education like this affordable for people like we have on this call. So the university is underwriting this seriously. And so my theme is capture this opportunity because we won't do it again for obvious reasons. We're going to be international. And the end product is capture this opportunity this time in 2006 because we won't be back for 2 years. And in 2 years, you may be out of the business. And that's unfortunate because our statistics all say if you don't learn to do it correctly, you're going to fail. Do you agree with that, Peter?
Well, we've seen it time and time again. And the neat thing about one of the modules is you actually go through a very conservative and very slow pace that some people can go through where they actually wind up, it seems like, standing still or losing money for the first year or two, and then eventually you walk through the whole process of how actually it makes sense. So for those people that might feel like they're standing still or whatever, you get to the seminar, it could make the biggest difference between whether you stay in the industry or you go out of the industry, and the stuff you learn would be incredible. Anyway, on that note, Dr. Charles, let's see if anybody has any questions.
Okay.
I want to thank you for being here. It's been a long day. You did all your things at the regular school, and I don't want to take up too much
time. It's okay. Well,
now.
I'm fine.
All right, so here we go. Let's. If anybody has any... Does anyone have any questions for Dr. King?
What is the registration fee for the seminar?
Dr. King?
The registration fee is $895. That covers everything associated with the educational program, and the McDonald Lodge there, where you should stay, is very modest, $108. You have to pay that for two nights. So you're talking about in the window of $1,000 for the program and then your transportation. Those people in driving range, of course, that's a different model. But the point is that it is not inexpensive, but on the other hand, our experience has been we have people who come back, and they come back because it pays off. Within our forecast, based on the surveys we've run, in 3 months, based on what you have learned, you will increase your revenue enough to pay off this program. And that just goes on from there exponentially because now you're really getting in the launch program. You're building your downline. You're training them using this material. Now, by the way, Peter didn't emphasize this. Everyone gets a full manual, a printed manual of all the material that's presented in the seminar, which means you can take that home. We ask you not to duplicate it and sell it yourself. We have it trademarked and copyrighted. But for your personal training purposes, you can copy stuff out of there and use it for your downlines and build your own organization using a university platform as your training material. Now, that's in concert with your company stuff. But the point is that you have this detailed material at your disposal. So the return on investment is fantastic. We never have a complaint about value delivered in that program.
Absolutely. I would say the first time I went, Dr. Charles, I went as a student, and I didn't have a downline because I wasn't even involved in the network marketing company when I first went there. Oh, I don't remember if it was 1 or 2 years later when I went back, I made sure I brought all the leaders from my company. And I wasn't selfish about it. I actually brought cross-line leaders, people that if they built their organization had no financial impact on me, but I encouraged them to come as well because I knew if we had a strong company, it was going to be better for us overall to have a strong environment. And every one of us always would come back and say, I should have brought more people. I should have brought more people. I should have brought more people. So for those people that are thinking about going, just go. Do whatever you have to do to figure it out. Just make sure you go. Any other questions? Questions, comments, feedback for Dr. King? Anyone else? Final questions? Final questions going once. We'll open it up, not just about the seminar, anything in general.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
At the university where you teach, do you have to be a regular student, or can you just come in and take that particular course that you teach?
Oh, it's totally independent. You just register for it over the website. This is what we call our professional education program for non-involved students. This is for adult education, just like you.
How many weeks is that particular course?
It's 3 days. It's three days.
I mean, I don't mean the one at McDonald's. I mean your regular course that you teach at the university.
Oh, that's 3 months.
Marketing.
That covers all of marketing. I include in that network marketing as a module, as a part.
Uh-huh.
I do not teach network marketing practitioning. This course I'm talking about for this seminar is for practitioners. What I do with network marketing at the university is introduce the concept. Most of my colleagues have never heard of the word network marketing. Most of my marketing faculty don't even know what I do. Well, they know because they, obviously, my colleagues, but they don't have any understanding of network marketing as a channel or any of the details of the profession. I teach the profession in this program we're talking about on this call. But I do not teach how to do it in my course. I teach general marketing, and this is one aspect, new development in marketing in the last 4 years.
Would it benefit anyone if they came to Chicago and they took the 3-month course, and then, you know, next time you took the special 3-day course to do that?
No, I would say if you're in network marketing, take the 3-day course. That's a concentrated piece. You would not benefit from the 3-month course because we talk about direct selling. We talk about a whole host of things, advertising, product strategy, a lot of things that are totally irrelevant to you.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent question. Anybody else? Any other questions, comments, or feedback? Questions going once. Questions going twice.
Oh, hello.
Yep, we can hear you.
Yes, I want to find out about the hotel. If it's necessary to go to the hotel, can we go back and forth?
Dr. Charles, he had asked, stay at the hotel or go back and forth?
Is he living in the Chicago area?
I have a place to stay in Chicago, yes.
Where does he live?
He said he has a place to stay in Chicago.
Okay, you can come back and forth. The issue is that on Friday night, you're there until 10 or 11 o'clock because we have a banquet and there's lots of celebration and people talk. Then you have to be back there the next morning for breakfast at 7 a.m. You got the picture? So if you're living 40 miles away, that you understand the transportation issue.
And I would probably say that just being there, Dr. King, you wouldn't want to leave the premises.
I think once you see this environment, it is totally, it's a cloistered sort of a college campus. It's the kind of thing, it's a Harvard environment where the trees and the environment and everyone's there and they stay and have drinks or coffee or whatever is their preference after the banquet on Friday night. And then they're up to breakfast for Saturday morning. To drive 45 miles and come in for breakfast and get there at 8:30 after the seminar's already started is a mistake. The incremental cost to stay for 2 nights for $107 a night is trivial. You understand? For the return you get. just being there and being involved is very important.
Good question, great answer. Anyone else? Any other quick questions, comments? Anything else for Dr. King? Okay, I'm going to push some buttons down. Charles, I'm going to mute it out. I'm going to read that website one more time for anybody that wants to go. www.networkmarketing.uic.edu. So you, again, you go to www.networkmarketing.uic.edu. And here's one last thing, Dr. Charles. I want to say thank you so much for being on our calls. I learn something new every time you're on the call, and I talk to you all the time. I love hearing the stories. I love hearing about the seminar. I love hearing about all that stuff. And most importantly, I love to get into that mindset, because when I speak to you, my mind expands. My belief system goes up. The potential is there. And if you're like, I think I'm like most people. I need that frequently. And I love the idea of the seminar, and I love being able to idea of either, you know, buying the books or doing that sort of stuff and jumping on the next conference call or just revisiting that. And two of my most cherished possessions is the certificate that I get and that big picture. I love the big picture that we take with all the seminar leaders. Those are two things that I have cherished, and I always ask your wife, make sure I get one of those certificates. Even though I go, I sit in a room and I take advantage of that seminar every single year because I like to immerse myself in the industry. But Dr. King, I want to say thank you. Any parting words for anyone that, anything you'd like to say to anyone on their way out?
Well, I think you have wedded yourself. You've networked with a fantastic leader. Peter Mingles is just beyond belief what he is doing with his material. Yes, he's a lead salesperson, but more importantly, he's doing so much to support you with his archives and with all the new technologies bringing to bear in lead generation. I respect him immensely. Yes, he's an old friend, but I respect him, and he is on the program as long as we can keep him alive and well.
Thank you. Yeah, and with as much work as we're doing, I don't know.
I understand. That's right. I said
it was
a joke.
We run it hard, that's for sure. Okay, guys, I really appreciate everybody listening in. Thanks for, if you couldn't make it on the call, you want to pass this information on to somebody else. Web Guy Scott usually archives this over the next couple of days. I want to say, Dr. Charles, thanks for so much. I know you've had a long day at the school and everything else. Thanks for giving us your education again. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.